Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we were speaking about Tchiyas HaMesim. And we saw Tchiyas HaMesim, one has to say it's from the Torah, otherwise one is considered a kofar. Reason being, because the Torah is the Seder HaOlam, and one has to see Tchiyas HaMesim as part of the Seder HaOlam, not just something that comes out of nowhere land. It's part of the Torah, part of Seder Olam, just like we have a seed that one puts in a woman and then a whole human being comes out. So to the seed we put in the ground, the human being we put in the ground, the whole much better, much more improved human being is going to come out. So we spoke about that at some length, and now we are going to continue. And understand the concept of time. Uvan meilav sheze haseder hachadash shenetchadesh biyitziat Mitzrayim. There's this new seder, this new world order. They used to talk. I think it was President Bush. He used to say a new world order. Whoever it was. The new world order started at Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what it means. Hachodesh hazeh lachem. We live in a seder zman, which carries within it a chiddush, a chodesh hazeh lachem. Now we were living in a seder zman that didn't have a chiddush, and until now, and now we are living in a seder zman that has a chiddush. Zman is a hemshech, is a continuum. A chiddush means it's not a continuum. So if you say chiddush bazman, it seems to be an inherent contradiction. Zman is a continuum, and chiddush is a lack of continuum. So to say chiddush hazman, it's a bayati me'od. Aval b'chol zot, that's what's happening here. We have to understand the concept of zman. Zman in Lashon HaKodesh is different than zman in other languages. In English we say time. What is time? Time. I don't know what the etymology of the word is, but a computer search revealed to me that it relates to the word tima, which is Germanic and relates to tide. Tide, time. But say there. But in Lashon HaKodesh, time is hachana. It's preparation. We have a sugya in Sanhedrin 48a. Hazmana milsa, lav milsa. Hazmana means I'm preparing something. So is it prepared? Is it considered if you prepare leather for tefillin? Does it already have kedushas tefillin? Tachrichin for a mace? Is it already yatsar b'hana? Zman hachana. Time, zeit, is just this open-ended abyss. Just this hollow, never-ending process that just keeps going and has no true significance. It just is. That's, we travel through time. But the time that we live in is not just meaningless passage. The world lives in time. We live in Zman. Somebody who lives in the time of the world lives in an empty system. It's not mechuvin. It's not going anywhere. Where are you going? What exactly is this leading to? Nowhere. Just passing the time, killing time, have a good time. Like Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a famous tshuva, that's the American credo, is having a good time. I once saw a video showing the little kinderlach, showing them the Aseres Hadibros. And every time there was a Aseres Hamakos, and each time the lady would say, that wasn't fun. Oh, those frogs weren't fun. That blood wasn't fun. Because I was thinking, I mean, not fun. It's a lot worse than not fun. But then I realized that that's really what it's all about. That's the litmus test. Is it fun or is it not fun? If it's not fun, not worth anything. If it's fun, oh! So the time is really going nowhere. It's having a good time. It was a boring time. What time is it? I have no time. Read time and understand. There used to be an advertisement. By us, it's a completely different musik. It's hachana. Hachana la'asit. Haben et bonen, right? That's what the word means. That's the definition of the word time, hazmana, is to prepare. Time is you're preparing for the future. It mahalach likrat. You're in a process going towards something. Haven et bonen mepchinat ha'ergesh. Eich anachnu margishim et zeh. Kol adam yodea ha'avar ayin, ha'atid adayin, va'ove keheref ayin. So, nimtza, שהרגש החיים שאנו חיים בדרך כלל, הרגשה התפיסה אופן שבו אנו תופסים את תורדת החיים הוא בהווה. Our consciousness, our awareness is life in the present. The past is in our memory. The future is just a hope. And the present is life. And life just spills away. And every second is just an empty second. We live and then we die. Pass a certain amount of time and then it's over. That's the most basic hargasha, that we live in the present. And as we live in the present, it keeps time's running out. So on one hand, we feel life. On the other hand, we're living within death. Or maybe we die within life. Because we're crying out loud, what's the point of it all? We're just going towards the end. And that's it. So that's time in all the other languages. There's life and then it ends. We live in Zman. Zman is Hachana Likrat. Just to give an example from Chassidus Shemaisa, they tell about a certain Rebbe who went to an inn and he saw a big clock and he couldn't believe what he was hearing. He couldn't believe the tick-tock of this clock. So he goes to the innkeeper and he says, "Where'd you get this clock?" And the innkeeper says, "What's special about the clock?" And the Rebbe says, "Because this is the clock of my Rebbe." Because he says, all the clocks in the world, they tick-tock, and every tick and every tock is 1 second closer to death. And his Rebbe's clock, every second is a second closer to Mashiach, to Bias HaGoel, to the Gula Shleima. So when I hear this clock, I hear the clock of my Rebbe, of Mashiach coming. And the innkeeper says it happens to be that this is your Rebbe's clock. One time he came to my inn. They were pursuing him. He didn't have what to pay with. All he had was this clock, and he left it here. That was his payment. Akopanim, you see, it's a different type of clock. That's the time that Jews are supposed to live in. That we're going towards something, towards life, towards geula, towards tchias hamesim. Now we're going to understand the chiddush that was mischadish at Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lama Yitziat Mitzrayim nitleit b'hachodesh hazeh lachem. Why is that the ikar, right? It all starts out, all of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hachodesh hazeh lachem, then we're given the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and then we're leaving Mitzrayim. Why is that the essence of Geulas Mitzrayim? The inyan of Kiddush Hachodesh is to take time from being something that just keeps repeating itself. In other words, shana. Shana means it just keeps shonet, just keeps repeating. The word sheni, sheni is repeating. Echad, sheni. Sheni is the second, it's a repetition of one. That's shana. Second. It's just repetitious. Lishnaut, shinun, all words of repetition. Maybe that's why it's called a shane, because what one's teeth does is just the same thing, just biting and chewing again and again and again. So the concept of time that we had, it just keeps going round and round, and nothing ever changes. It's the same thing again and again and again. And Chodesh is supposed to give us a new tfisa, that there's a chiddush. The Metzolim count to the sun, it's a solar calendar. The sun is always the same. But the moon waxes and wanes, their chiddushim. It doesn't mean we're not interested in Bereshis, but Vadai, you have to start from the beginning. Everything has to start from the beginning. It says in the Korah, in the Teres Eliyahu, in the Sforno, other Rishonim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah 32a, Bereshis nami ma'amaru, ma'shenivr b'ma'amar azizu b'riyat hazman. Bereshit zeh ma'amar she'azman nivrabo. Pirush ha'mila Bereshit zeh zman. Bereshit bara Elokim, God created the beginning. It's a reshis that has a hemshech. That's the concept of time. The first creation of God was time. So the kasha wasn't that we shouldn't have started from Bereshis. We should have started from Chodesh Zelachem. As if we're supposed to say, not from Bereshis, but from something else. But Vada, you have to start from the beginning. Makes the most sense. The kasha was that we should have started from our Bereshis. Our Zman, not the world's Zman, not the universal Zman. We should have started from our Zman. And what's our Zman? Our Zman starts at Achodesh HaZelachem. That's the Kasha. That's the true Bereshis. That's the Bereshis of the Torah. Zman with a Chiddush. The Zman of the Moon. The Holy Zman, Kiddush HaChodesh. Holy time. Time that's going Lekrat. That has a purpose, that's going somewhere. Al kach ba tshuva, koach ma'asav higid la'amo, latet lam nachalat goyim. Hakavana b'nachalat goyim. So he told us the power of his deeds. He told to his nation to give them the inheritance of the nations. What's the inheritance of the nations? The time of the world. All of the time in the world is also bringing to our future. The time that was Mischadesh in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that ultimately is going to be the time of the world. Just like the Eretz Yisrael that was given to us. The Goyim say, you stole Eretz Yisrael, I created the world and I gave it to you. Ultimately, that's going to be the focus of the world. They're all going to understand that's what it's all going towards. That it's all going towards Eretz Yisrael, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. L'asis lahem nachal az Goyim. That even the nachal of the Goyim, are for the Zman of the Goyim. The Zman that was Mischadesh Yetzias Mitzrayim was ultimately going to be the Zman of everybody. Kol olam yagi al ha-tachlit shalanu, shal ha-zman shalanu. They're all coming to our tachlis. Ultimately, they're all coming to our Zman. Just like ultimately, they're all coming to Eretz Yisrael, based tefillah l'chol ha-amin. So like we said at the beginning, there's a kiyum. When we say Bereshis bara Elokim, there's a kiyum of Chodesh HaZelachem. Because it's telling you that time that was given to the whole world is the time of Klal Yisrael. That time of Klal Yisrael is ultimately going to be for the whole world. Shitat HaRambam, שבפסוק הזה, החודש הזה לכם, ראש חודשים ראשון לכם לחודשי השנה, כתובות שתי מצוות, גם מצוות קידוש החודש, וגם מצוות עיבור שנה. חודשי השנה, זה צירוף של שתי מילים הסותרות זו את זו. כאן נאמרה מצוות עיבור שנה, שעניין מצוות עיבור שנה, לצרף את סדר החודשים לסדר השנה. So we want to be mitzaref. We have two mitzvahs. We have Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the month, and making a leap year. So when we say Chodshei HaChshana, which are two contradictory words, Chodesh means new, and Shana means to repeat. What we want to do is we want to be mitzaref. We want to connect the Seder HaChadoshim to the Seder HaShana. Ibur Shana nikra b'chol mekom b'chazal Sod. Sod ha'ibur. זה סוד פנימי וכמוס מאוד. כתוב בפרקי דרב אליעזר, שסוד העיבור נמסר לאדם הראשון מפי בורא עולם עצמו, והוא מסר אותו לשט, שמסרו הלאה, עד שזה הגיע לשם בן נוח, שמסרו לאברהם, וממנו זה הגיע ליצחק, ליעקב וללוי עד למשה רבנו. זה סוד העיבור. סוד העיבור זה הסוד הפנימי של הזמן ושל העולם. איך הזמן הזה, גם הוא נושא בתוכו את הקו שנסתר לגמרי בתוך טבע העולם. וגם הוא מכוון לעתיד הוודאי. זה נקרא עיבור שנה. עיבור שנה נקרא להשוות את שני הזמנים האלו. לכוון אותם יחד, להביא אותם לאותה תכלית. What's the עיבור שנה? What's the עיבור שנה? עיבור שנה is you're adding a month in order that the lunar calendar and the solar calendar should be parallel. We shouldn't have Pesach sometimes in the summer, sometimes in the winter, sometimes in the spring, sometimes in the fall. So that's what the Sod HaIbur is, how to connect these two time periods, how to connect the Shana and the Chodesh. So you need both. You need to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. You also need to know the Sod HaIbur, the secret of connecting the two time periods. And that's the secret of Anochi Hashem Elokecha Sheretzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Not Asher Barat Ha'olam. Sheretzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. We say twice a day, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Hashem, who is now our God, Rashi says, in the future is going to be the God of everybody. Ki az ha'pochel ha'amim safa b'ruwa l'kol kulam b'shem Hashem. ביום הוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד, נמצא אותו השם שהוא אלוקינו, שזה חל עלינו ביציאת מצרים, כמו שכתוב, אנוכי השם אלוקיך, שרציתיך מארץ מצרים, עתיד להיות השם אחד, היינו, מה שנתגלה לנו ביציאת מצרים, עתיד לחול על כל העולם כולו. זה הגילוי שהוא גילוי נפלא. So this God of יציאת מצרים ultimately is going to show that he's the God of everybody. Hashem that is now our God, the Anochi Hashem Elokecha that took us out of Mitzrayim, ultimately is going to be revealed as the God of everybody. Me'ata terutz al hakushya shelo haya tzrich la'atchil et ha'Torah mi'achodesh hazeh lachem hu shetzrich la'atchil et ha'Torah mi'azman shelhem shel ha'umot kedei lamed otanu et ha'limud shel latet lahem nachalat goyim nachalat milashon nachal shenimshach ve'olech zeh nekra nachalat goyim. היינו ההמשך, לא בדרך כלל סדר הזמן. זה דבר שהוא נמשך בעולם, לתת להם נחלת גויים, ההמשך של הגויים בכיוון שלנו. כוח מעשה וגיד לעמוד לתת להם נחלת גויים. ונחלת גויים is this נחל, this דבר שנמשך, ultimately it's going to go into our space of השם אלוקינו, השם אחד, of the true time. Of the true meaning of time, of the Jewish time, not Jewish time that we're an hour and a half late, but Jewish time of purpose, of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Azav Azepochel Amim Safa Brura Lekol Kulam B'Shem Hashem Elovdo Shchem Echad. That's going to be the purpose of time. Nema B'Farashat Ekev. כי הארץ אשר אתה בא שם לרשתה, לא כארץ מצרים היא, אשר יצאתם משם, אשר תזרע את זרעך, והשקית ברגלך את גן הירק וכגן הירק. וארץ אשר אתם עוברים שם לרשתה, ארץ הרים ובקעות למטר השמיים תשתה מים. Eretz Yisrael is not like Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim that you went out of, you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of vegetables. But Eretz Yisrael, that drinks from the sky, it gets rainwater. In other words, Mitzrayim is v'shkita b'raglecha, it's a regel, it's a davar ragil, kacha ze olech. But matar ha-shamayim, sometimes yes, sometimes no. Eretz Asher enei Hashem lokecha ba mereshi yitzashan alach v'yitzashan. Eretz Asher Hashem lokecha doresha yitzatomit. This is a land of God. It's not it's a land of ischachas. Ein chodash tachas Hashem, shme'al Hashem, in the world of ruchnis is always ischachas. That's what Chazal are telling us. Koach ma'asav higid lamu losisem nachal azgoyim. Shegam nachal azgoyim, the nachal of the goyim is coming to us. Gam nachalat goyim olechet eleinu. Eleinu zeba. Hakol movil v'haya Hashem melech al kol haaretz b'yom hu Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Ki az ha'afoch alamim safa brura lekol kulam b'shem Hashem u'lavdo shchem echad. So it's going to be a complete revolution. That the Nachal Azgoyim is going to be ours. The time. They're going to adopt our concept of time. Time having purpose, time having meaning. Time going towards something. Rashi says, you took Eretz Yisrael. We say, no. Eretz Yisrael is ours from Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Yerusha. That's because Eretz Yisrael is the place that where life is the future. Life is going towards something. Where life is meaning, Tchiyas HaMesim is going to be here in Eretz Yisrael. Only here. And that's the Chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why we have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim twice a day. As we said in the previous segment, that's all the Ikrim are learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Tchiyas HaMesim is also learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim. This concept of Tchiyas HaMesim. And as we spoke about at length, that's part of the Seder Olam, the true Seder Olam, is Tchiyas HaMesim, and that's in Eretz Yisrael. And that was what was Mischadish in Mitzrayim. Every time life changes, when you get up and you go to sleep. We mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Kol Hashtanut Shel Matzav Chayim Chayevet Lezkor Yetziat Mitzrayim Anochim Chayim Lekrat Zot Todaat V'Tfisat HaChayim. They were going towards something. And that's why if that's what we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim, then Avada this Tchiyas HaMesim is learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because that's what we're going towards. We're going towards that time of Tchiyas HaMesim. We're going to have this true life. So that's Latet Lam Nachalat Goyim. That ultimately, what they have as time is going to be Jewish time. And ultimately, their lives are going to be towards the future. And that we got at Mitzrayim. We receive the mitzvah of time, which is that we're going towards something. What are we going towards? We're going towards Tchiyas HaMesim, true life. When Hashem appears to Moshe the Sinai, he says, Ekyek, I will be. Meaning that's God's name, but in the future tense. That's the message of Gulas Mitzrayim. That we live towards the future. Zei kar shel tchiyat amitim. And we have to remember this every day. Yimecha yecha yamim ko yimecha yecha alelos. If you separate from Yetzias Mitzrayim, you separate from life. But if you go out of Mitzrayim properly twice a day, you go towards life. From death to life, from lack of meaning to meaning, lack of purpose to purpose. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad latet lam nachalat goyim. This nachal, this hemshech of the goyim is going to come to us. They're going to finally understand time like us. And Eretz Yisrael that they say belongs to them really belongs to us. Because Eretz Yisrael is the land of the future. It's the land of Tchiyas HaMesim, and that's our time. Our time is a time that's Holech Lekrat, it's going towards something. Man Hachana, preparation. So that's how we have to live our lives, constantly connected to the root of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to this Iker. To this ikar of the meaning of life, the purpose of life, where we're going, what it's all about. Thank you so much for listening. There's so much more to say, Bezrat Hashem. Od nedaber b'zeh be'atid b'rinenu, Bezrat Hashem. Shalom, shalom.